Welcome to another In Wheel Time podcast, a 30-minute mini version of the In Wheel Time car show that airs live every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central. It's the In Wheel Time car talk show. More car talk, including a cameo with Randy Weldon.
What?
And the All Ford show at Gullo.
Can't say cameo. Cameo was a Chevrolet pickup truck in the 50s.
Yeah,
Randy's a Ford guy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a Ranchero.
Yeah.
With Randy Weldon.
A cameo appearance.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm just thinking of our Ford.
Or it's something
friends.
You wear under your shirt.
I almost wore my motor.
That's something, camisole.
Something lacy.
You would be familiar with that. Conrad.
Randy's got it on.
Conrad Ett has the In Wheel Time Car Clinic, and we'll also have this week's auto news. Howdy, along with Mike out of this world, Mars, King Conrad DeLong. We need more Jeff Zekin. Yep. I'm Don Armstrong. Let's just not mess around. Let's just get right to it. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Randy Weldon, Northside Mustang Club and the All Ford Car Show at Gullo. How are you doing, bud?
Mr. Mustang.
Good. Good. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing great. Are you at the car show now?
I am at the car show. I'll rotate around here. You can see the people at the registration booth over here. And
yeah.
I'm not going to be real good at walking backwards, but we've got everything down here from registration to a don't know, what do you call it? A tent where they bid on stuff. I can't remember it. Too early in the morning, guys. all the way down at the end of the parking, we're actually screen printing show T-shirts here on site.
Oh, okay. Nice.
And, nice.
These guys, they do it live. You come out, pick your color. You pick what design you want on there and your size, and they'll print it for you on right here on site. And you can see there's already quite a few people here that have shown up this morning.
What time does the show officially start?
Actually, technically, registration opens at 8 a.m.
Okay. And
so I guess it's open now.
Oh, you've already got the crowd.
And
we do have a crowd.
Where is Gullo Ford? Is it up in Conroe?
Yes, they're at 925 I-45 South in Conroe. It's the Gladstell exit, whether you're going north or south.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I believe that Tony Gullo's actual museum, if you will, that's not open to the public is nearby.
It's not far. It's over in Magnolia. And actually, people who attend the show today that actually enter the show, we're going to take a tour of that museum tomorrow.
Oh, that'd
anybody
be cool.
Anybody that enters the show is welcome to take part in that tour tomorrow.
So if you've got a Ford, get up to Gullo now, enter the show, and you can go to the museum tomorrow.
For no other reason, go to that museum if you get the chance.
You know, Conrad.
Well, you know, you could bring an oil-leaking General Motors product out and enter the show. We'll let you go.
Conrad's on his way.
One with bad piston rings.
No, they're not leaking. They just burn oil.
Yeah. Well, there's that too, right?
So Conrad posted a question on our Facebook page this week.
Randy replied to it.
And what was the question?
What was the greatest Ford ever?
In your mind, what was the greatest Ford ever?
And Randy posted any Mustang.
Any Mustang.
That's my opinion.
Mine was the bad to the bone Galaxy 500 two-door with the 428 or
427
R. 427, yeah. That was my favorite. Great big huge car that hauled butt.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or what do you call it? Hauled donkey.
Hauled donkey.
Well, and a good range of answers on there, and it really shows the passion of the Ford customer and the Ford fanatics, because you know that post has probably had more replies than
traffic.
Anything we've done. Is that a new GT?
That's a new GT right there.
Wow.
So does the best Ford, does it have to be Ford, or can it be like a Mercury, Lincoln?
Well, we were talking Ford. Some people said Harrison Ford and Gerald Ford, which I thought were cute.
You know, I actually, and I seriously also put on that comment that, you know, if it wasn't for the Model T, a lot of this wouldn't have happened.
They only built 15 million Model Ts.
Yeah. I think there's one back there in the back.
Well, I imagine they'll probably have some of that stuff show up here. You know, you got
to
think.
Let me introduce you guys to Tiffany.
Hi.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hi.
Tiffany's the community manager here at Gullo Ford.
Okay.
How you doing?
Wonderful.
Nice to meet you.
What is a community manager?
What is a community manager?
So I do community relations, PR, and marketing for all of Gullo.
Very
so
nice.
Auto groups, so Ford, Toyota, and Mazda.
Gotcha. You're the PR lady.
I'm on the board of the Conroe Chamber. All of those
things.
They
said you're the PR person.
I am. Yes, I am.
Very well, nice. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, and the password is Bello 2018.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think everybody's got
that password.
Yeah, come on. Join out here with us.
Are they giving away any blue ovals to people that are missing them?
I don't know about the blue ovals. I'm sure they're selling them in the parks department.
Yeah. Well, if they got them, yeah.
It's nice to have a dealer the size of Gullo to get involved with local car clubs as well and to share the passion of the Ford brand with all those car clubs.
I got to tell you, we were approached by some other dealers over the years, Northside Mustang Car Club. But Gullo was the person that stepped up and sponsored this club from the very beginning. They're extremely loyal. They also sponsor the Celine Club. So we've never changed from Gullo. I mean, they say we treat you like family. That's very true. They look after you like family.
So you're the prodigal son, just kind of shows up every now and then?
Huh.
I just show up when they have the free burgers and hot dogs.
I would.
By the way, we do. They are cooking today. So anybody that comes out, we've got free food right here on site.
So where's Danny?
I was going to ask the same thing.
Danny's actually at the DJ tent over here. We're still setting up the music booth, but she's here with us.
See, you should do a dog show along with the car show.
She's at the kissing booth.
You know, that's a good idea. We can do two charities at once.
Mm-hmm.
How funny.
So, how is their inventory right now on new Fords? I know that some stores have been really struggling with getting enough new inventory. Gullo being probably one of the big players in the Ford market here. How is their inventory holding out?
Yeah, now their inventory is still kind of sparse. If we go back to pre-pandemic, they had asked us to hold our car show anywhere else, and they would pay for what the cost was because they had enough inventory on site that it really cost them more to move it off site than it did to let us have the car show here. So we were buying space or paying for permits and stuff downtown on the square, and Gullo was covering that cost for us.
Wow!
But right now we're nice. In the north parking lot, and yeah, it's just pretty sparse.
What did you bring today?
I've got my F-150 truck, mostly because I had a lot of sound equipment here. One of the things on that bidders table is a brand new LG TV that we've donated.
Nice.
So, you know, there's some good things there for people to bid on. That money will all go to charity.
So it's like a silent auction.
Also,
silent auction. Thank you. There's the word I was looking for.
Also, understand that you are going to be the Wolfman Jack of the day.
Yes, I am. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to do what you guys do, except I do it for free. I don't get paid. So wait a minute. You guys probably don't get paid either.
Yeah, I was going to say, right. Did I miss something?
So how many cars do you think you're going to have turn out? Did you have pre-registration?
No. You can register online at carshowfund.com at no charge. But it's $30 to enter. I guess we'll probably get between 100 and 100.
Oh, nice, nice. That'll be a good turnout. And
the weather's good.
And it's all Fords.
It's all Fords. This fall show is all Fords. Now, in the spring, this is usually when we do the all Ford show, but keep in mind we're coming out of pandemic. We'll go back to an all Ford show in the spring. And then in the fall, it'll be an open car show. And it's open to all makes and models. You can push it. Anybody has a...
Are Ford tractors are Ford tractors allowed to enter?
If it's Ford powered, it's allowed to enter.
Okay.
If it's got a blue oval, bring it.
Well, they don't have any blue ovals. That's the problem. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, the first one I did up here with these guys when I first entered the club, we did an all Ford show and somebody entered a Mustang. And it had an LS swap, and it won in the war.
Oh, God. That's just so wrong. I don't understand.
So we check for that stuff now.
That's good. Yeah. Well, it's good to talk to you, and the best of luck up there at Gullo because, you know, it's a beautiful day, and if you're a Ford person and you're looking for something to do on a Saturday morning, head up to Conroe. How long does the show go on today?
It'll go on until 3 o'clock. So we'll start awards at 2 o'clock. Registration's open until 12. And then the judging starts. This is a judge show. That'll close at 2 p.m. and the awards will go from 2 to 3.
And so 3 o'clock is going to be a caravan over to Magnolia.
No, that's next weekend.
Actually, it's tomorrow, guys.
Tomorrow. Oh, it's tomorrow. I got you. Okay, very nice.
Hey, if you post your winners on your Facebook page, I'll share them off on In Wheel Time's Facebook page.
Yeah, be sure and send a picture of the cars, too, yeah.
Especially with the Greatest Ford post getting a lot of Ford traffic right now.
It is getting a lot of traffic. Thank you for posting that. I'll make sure you certainly get the winners and a list of the winners and pictures of the cars.
I tell you what, Randy, even if it's not one of the winners, right over your shoulder, there's a 67, 68 Fastback. I can't really tell what it is.
Black with yellow stripes.
Yeah. Throw a picture.
That's actually, believe it or not, 2006 that's been made to look like a Generation 1.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Well, you definitely need to send a picture of that.
I'll get you that one. Has a sister car that's not here that is identical. It looks like a Pittsburgh Steeler car, but it is an actual Generation 1 that was rebuilt from a 67, I believe.
I'll be darned.
Well, good luck to you out there. I know that you're busy, and we'll let you get back to it. We appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you guys having us on, and always appreciate being with you guys. Enjoy the time.
All right. Take care. Randy Weldon, Northside Mustang Club, All Ford Car Show today at Gullo Ford up in Conroe.
Gladstell exit off of I-45 North.
I didn't see any Ford tow trucks or rollbacks or anything.
I'm sure that we could find one. And
he said there wasn't any. Never mind. Well, he said there wasn't any Chevrolets coming.
Oh, that's right.
I think that Ford does make a chassis.
They do.
Cab that we could easily they accommodate a rollback.
Vans and motorhomes and all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, the motorhome of one of my workmates rented was a Ford chassis motorhome, and it had the V10 in it.
He
said that thing got like 7 miles to a gallon. Didn't matter what he did going uphill.
V10.
Mm-hmm.
They only made that for a short period of time.
Right. And it was primarily used in their commercial stuff. I don't remember that it was ever put in
Didn't they make a diesel V10?
No, it was a V10 gas engine.
Yeah. No, they made lots of V8 diesels.
Oh, that 6.7 is just bulletproof. That's really, and when you look at the market, the Ford 6.7 diesel is the player in the market. That's the one everybody wants.
Why do you have that smirk on your face and you're looking at me?
I'm just a happy person today.
Oh, boy.
No, that's not it. Listen, we've worked together so long. That is not that smirk.
It's like an old married couple.
Yeah, well.
We are wearing the same shirt today. What does that mean?
I saw that when you guys
walked in. Great minds think alike.
No, my mind is not great. That is not.
And he's not always thinking.
I almost wore my Motorcraft shirt today.
But. Now, I was thinking about the car that I just got out of that I'm going to review next week.
What is that?
An Escalade.
An Escalade.
Yeah. Escalade.
Wow. And, well, what were you thinking about it? What is there to think about?
Tubbing it out.
It was a V-Series.
Oh.
You had the V-Series Escalade, the new one?
And you didn't call me?
I could. Well, I was going to come over here, but it just didn't. Because I was hauling the gear back and forth, I just couldn't get it over here.
No, you're dismissed.
I'm done with you. Yeah.
I can't believe you had that and you didn't call.
An Escalade with a...
with a V.
With what is it, the 500 horsepower?
I didn't even know they made such a thing.
680.
680, oh, God.
I think it was 680.
Well,
you
better get all of these hits in while you can because it's all going away.
So disappointed, Michael.
Yeah, he's going to have the 680 kilowatt Escalade.
Right. You know, I'm surprised that somebody hasn't pulled out the ready kilowatt character to use on the side of their car.
Oh, the little lightning bolt guy?
Bolt guy. Remember him?
Well, I have to get it from John Hovis out there.
Yeah, he's got one.
I think, isn't that trademarked? One of the Oklahoma electric companies use that?
I don't know.
I think they do.
But I'm sure that royalties will take care of your use for it.
Oh, well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the people that watch and listen to everything that we do here on this show and always get in trouble for something.
Yep.
Even though we've paid for the music.
Yep.
You can't run that music.
Yeah, well, that's why I didn't
want
to do car
wash.
Oh,
yes, we can. I got the license to do it.
And it's generally this guy that gets us in trouble.
That's true.
I want music for the history stories. It fits.
Just don't sing.
That's fine, but I can only. I think it's less than 15 seconds, yeah. Isn't it, Mr. Mars?
This we got
last time. Last time we got in trouble with somebody in Russia.
We got banned from Russia.
We got banned from Russia.
Yep.
Well, on YouTube, I don't like Russia.
Nice to know they were listening to us in Russia.
I don't like Russia anyway, so there's no loss there.
I drink vodka.
But I drink Tito's made in Austin, Texas, when I drink vodka.
Yeah, occasionally.
The best.
Yeah. There was static in their tank.
Static, look.
Static in the tank.
You know, we have just, and I'm not even going to say anything right now, but I'm going to tell you that a special guest has just arrived in the studio, and we are going to have him join us here in just a moment. But I don't want to give it away, but I can tell you that is a very famous radio personality that is retired. But for those of us that have grown up in the Houston area, you will all recognize the name. But I just that's just a little tease of something good
to come.
Yeah,
you're a big tease.
You're such a tease.
He is a tease.
I am a tease. And you can, sit down right there. And we're gonna hook you up with a microphone and headset and all that stuff. Because I wasn't quite sure if you were going to make it, because you know you do have a tendency to not show up at events. So
your reputation precedes you.
Yeah, it does. So I'm going to do a little engineering here.
Oh gosh!
If you'll wait just a moment,
let's get ready to run.
Yeah. So let's do.
Don's going to let the smoke out of the wires.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to do some. Gerrymandering here to make it all fit. So give me just a second. You should be able to hear that. Can you hear that now? Okay. And let me see where I have you plugged in. You're plugged in. Can you let me say something?
This is a level 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh boy. That is a radio.
So ladies and gentlemen, former KILT, the Big 610 newsman. And I guess FM too, but yeah. The Big 610 newsman, a good friend of mine, Robert B. McIntyre.
Wonderful.
Has graced us in the
studio. Good morning.
Good morning to everybody. I thought this was a bingo parlor at first, and then you
bingo.
It used to be. At noon, it turns into one.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm glad that you decided to stop by and see us. So, what's the connection with RB and the In Wheel Time Car Talk Show? So, he has a 1970. 427.
No.
454. Oh, 454.
70,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
427. 454 Corvette convertible.
Oh, cool.
Did you bring it?
4-speed. No.
Oh.
No.
With a 4-speed.
Well, thanks for coming.
Yeah, forget it.
That's sad.
It's good to see you. I ran into him last weekend at Craig's Coffee and Chrome event. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, stop by, man. We'll put you on the air. And he doesn't live too far from here, so that makes it really good. So we're going to have you. Yeah, there you go. Because you see, we're on TV as well. You didn't know that.
We are social mediaites.
Yeah.
So do all retired radio people move to Sugarland?
Yes, and some of them are in facilities. He's in a different kind of facility, one that is something to do with mental capability that you just, yeah.
Not the 23 hours a day locked up facility.
No, not yet, but that's going to happen.
That's soon. Okay. Lena will let him out anyhow.
That's right.
Well, are you talking about electric cars?
Well, we have a segment coming up on electric cars just for you.
And then did you see who was it? Tony Hawk. Showed a 66 Corvette that was electrified on the Jay Leno show.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, saw the headlines. Gosh. I didn't watch it.
What a waste of a beautiful car.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can't beat the torque,
but you know,
it's not right.
You need the sound.
Yeah.
You need that rum rum sound.
Well, so I think that there's a market for that. I think that somebody needs to, kind of like the Myers-Manx guy, that they can recreate a 66 Corvette made for an electric, but don't ruin
a real
66
a real
that's in good shape.
That was a real 66. He electrified.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's terrible. I understand that the 454 in your 1970 Chevrolet Corvette has an overheating issue. Is it overheating, or is it just heating in the cockpit?
In the cockpit. That's why I leave the hood just open that little bit when you pull the hood release. It gets a little bit more.
Just to vent out the underhood temperatures.
Yeah.
And that's not uncommon from back in the 70s was the underhood temperatures. And then the footwell temperatures tend to get pretty
hot
as well.
Yeah, your brisket. Your legs become a brisket. It transfers
the heat, yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
But it's worth it.
Well, so how can you solve that? Dynamat
will insulate the interior. Creating more airflow under the vehicle would do it. You know, and if you think about it, I know those Trans Am ports on the, I wouldn't put it on your Corvette, but those Trans Am ports on the side fenders also extract underhood temperature.
Yep.
Some of the hood scoops, you've got hood scoops that bring air in underneath and then just push it under, and then I think Shelby did some hood scoops that brought air in underneath and vented it out. And then the cowl induction is actually letting some air vent out. They tried a number of things trying to deal with that, but the insulation of the vehicle was never very good to start with. And that's, you're just permeating all that heat from under
there. Did you ever put Dynamat in the
I did on the floors. On the floors and where it goes up under the dash.
Should have helped some.
It helped.
So how long have you owned it?
I've had this, this will be the 25th anniversary.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The car had an interesting life. It was sold to a Marine at the air base over on the East Coast. There's a Marine Corps air station over there. I can't remember which one it is.
I don't know. Camp Lejeune, where everybody...
Yeah, I'm so sick of those. I'm sorry.
They're not paying us, so don't worry about it.
The only person who's going to make any money on that's the attorneys. Anyway.
Yes. Yeah. But he bought it. Bought it in Alabama. And it had, when he sold it, I think it had 2,400 miles on it.
Wow.
So it was almost a new car.
Wow.
You know.
Yeah. And you've had a thermal event under the hood once?
Yeah, the windshield wiper motor shorted out, and the car caught fire.
Ouch. Oh, boy.
Cruising down Highway 90 by the Dairy Queen over there.
Not much damage or a lot of damage?
$8,500.
Yikes. That's a lot of damage.
Yeah. And car went dead, and after that I saw smoke coming out from under the hood, and I thought, this isn't good. So I turned in front of three lanes of traffic, coasting into Dairy Queen.
And put it out with some soft serve.
Yeah, I wish. I had a fire extinguisher, the wrong kind, by the way, share with people this. The home fire extinguisher you have, everyone's got one.
Mm-hmm.
And any piece of metal it touches corrodes. It really corrodes.
Does your car have the radio shields over the distributor?
The distributor.
Most Corvettes of that era would, because the fiberglass body didn't do anything to deal with the EMI put out by the spark plug, the electromagnetic impulse put out by the spark plugs, so that sound would crackle in your radio.
Yeah.
And that's why they put those on. And not only had those on, they're also supposed to have little ground straps that strap it back to return that spark voltage.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. I was telling him the story last weekend when I ran into him that it was that particular kind of car that Ross and I managed to burn the rear tires off of on Saturday mornings when we would take the cars from inside the service center and bring them back out under the Corvette corral outside the dealership. So we had to go around the back of the dealership where nobody could see
us. Doing smoky burnouts.
Oh, my gosh. We'd light those things up, especially in that 454. Tons of fun.
Yeah, it's got a lot of torque. Oh,
lots of torque.
Yeah. The new cars would beat me probably in a block and a half.
Yeah.
But the torque is a...
Well, that was the whole thing about that car. How many horsepower was it rated from the factory in 70?
I think 390.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. And, yeah, 390.
Yeah, they had a higher horsepower version, but it wasn't, they didn't sell very many.
Right.
They did?
Yeah, they had an LS6, which was the same engine that came in the 70 Chevelle, And in the Corvette, it was rated at 450 horsepower as well, but they sold very, very, very few of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what, faster than my first car I bought was a 1936 Buick. Buick.
Flathead 36.
Yeah.
Like it.
Traded it to a Buick Freak for a 38 Packard.
Another flathead.
Ooh, moving out.
Don's got a flathead.
I used to have a flat top back in the day. I got pictures of me with a flat top.
But I don't know. I just melted down. For example, when the big boy came through, the world's biggest steam engine, they're still running.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And when I
1440,
yeah. Yeah. When you see everything moving,
the mechanical.
And the steam coming out and the noise it makes, it's just like, yeah, it's just. Yeah. Oh,
it's wow. Not an electric car, is it?
No, it's not.
That was at you, Buzz.
Yeah. He's listening.
Yeah, he's listening.
Yeah,
he's okay, listening. Let me ask you a question
yes.
About the electric cars. Do the batteries on the coast, do they corrode before?
Well, they're having issues with the batteries that were submerged in
Florida.
Naples. In
oh,
Florida.
Okay. Oh, well,
strange.
I understand.
As a matter of fact, our guest at the top of the hour is going to be Buzz Smith, and he can hear us, and we can hear him right now. As a matter of fact,
he is our EV expert.
Yes, yes, he is the EV guy.
He knows everything EV.
Yeah,
and that's why we have him on the show.
Yeah,
and all the components are made in America, right?
No.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Very few of them are actually mined.
He's a mind. Touche.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Robert B. McIntyre, our in-studio guest today, and Buzz Smith standing by, and we're going to have him at the top of the hour. So
this will be fun.
Stay with us. Yes, it's going to be fun. So quick break now. You're on the In Wheel Time Car Talk Show. We invite you to stay with us.
Starting to work on your Christmas calendar? Be sure to add the next Tailpipes and Tacos Cruise in Saturday, December 17th. You'll want to attend Tailpipes and Tacos Christmas Edition at the Loopy Tortilla in Katy, 8 to 11 a.m. It's the only place cruisers compete for Loopy's Chili Pepper trophies and other prizes. There's no charge to enter your vehicle for Best Hot Rod, Best Classic, or Best Modern Classic. Tailpipes and Tacos is Houston's coolest and most unique cruise-in and is your opportunity to see the best hot rods, show cars, classics, and resto mods. And get Loopy Tortilla breakfast tacos with adult beverages. There's no entry fee and cars will automatically compete for those much sought-after custom Loopy trophies and other prizes. It happens at the Loopy Tortilla Tex-Mex in Katy on the Grand Parkway at Kingsland Boulevard, just south of I-10. It's the Tailpipes and Tacos Christmas Edition, Saturday, December 17th. The In Wheel Time Car Talk Show will be there too. Celebrate the Christmas season with friends and family at Tailpipes and Tacos. Saturday morning, December 17th, 8 to 11. We'll see you then, weather permitting. Gulf Coast Auto Shield is having a car social. Saturday, October 15th, 9 to noon. It's a cruise-in like no other. Expect Ferraris, Lamborghinis, Porsches, Corvettes, and Shelby Mustangs. Get social at this first-ever event. You'll also see Gulf Coast Auto Shield's private workshop. Questions are welcomed. Gulf Coast Auto Shield is easy to get to at 11275 South Sam Houston Tollway near West Airport Boulevard, just south of the Southwest Freeway. Car Social takes place Saturday, October 15th, 9 to noon. Tell your friends, bring your car, and enjoy this rare opportunity to see Houston's finest rides. You'll also learn about nano ceramic coatings, ExoShield for your windshield, and X-Spell window tint, among others. The In Wheel Time Car Talk Show will be there, too. Join us for Car Social at Gulf Coast Auto Shield Saturday, October 15th, 9 to noon at 11275 South Sam Houston Tollway, just south of the Southwest Freeway. Visit gcautoshield.com to see the show flyer and all the details. The In Wheel Time Car Talk Show is now part of the iHeart family. Now you'll have access to 24/7 car talk anytime you need a fix. Just download the iHeart Radio app and ask for In Wheel Time Car Talk, and there we are. Be sure to save us in your iHeart library for instant access. No matter where you are, you have the best car talk show right on your PC, laptop, or mobile device, and never have to worry about finding us again. Of course, you can always get access to our video and audio streams via InWheelTime.com and your favorite podcast channel, and all of this is free to you. From the iHeartRadio app, you'll not only hear our Saturday morning live show, but the best shows of the past, updated weekly. Never miss a minute of up-to-date new car reviews, pre-owned reviews, Conrad's Car Clinic, informative interviews, automotive news, and the most fun car talk show on the planet. Just download the iHeartRadio app, search for In Wheel Time Car Talk, save it to your library, and with a tap of the iCod, you'll be in touch with your favorite car talk team. In Wheel Time Car Talk, streaming now on iHeart.com/InWheelTimeCarTalk. That's it for this podcast episode of the In Wheel Time Car Show. I'm Don Armstrong, inviting you to join us for our live show every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and our InWheelTime.com website. Podcasts are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeart Podcast, Podcast Addict, TuneIn, Pandora, and Amazon Music. Keep listening, and we'll see you soon.